This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock, who's here with a tech update.
I got a whole bunch of fun stuff. I always bring up something funny. Here's a tweet that somebody did about technology, and they said, 99 little bugs in the code, 99 little bugs in the code. Take one down, patch it around, 117 little bugs in the code. So we all know how software goes. So, yeah, if you are talking to your software vendors and you need to add a little humor to a conversation that's not going to be so great, you may want to pass it around and add a couple bugs to the code. Alice, great market update. David, I'm trying to buy a home, and not only is the amount of people bidding on homes just absolutely crazy, there is a flurry of homes in the last 2 weeks that came on the market. So with interest rates going up, your payment, depending on the cost or the price of the home, does go up, I'd say, oh man, $500 or more. And so that does make a big difference. The other thing to keep in mind is that the people that have listed higher than they should are artificially making it look like our industry, real estate, has a price reduction or if values are dropping. They're not. It's just that people are asking for too much. Realtors are letting them do it, or they're being waived completely, and they're coming down because more properties are finally hitting the market. Not enough to change, I think, where everything's at. So technology plays a big role, but I don't think it's playing enough, and I think we're still a little bit of the Wild West, if you want my honest opinion. Demand is kind of creating the wealth. It's pretty tough out there for folks like me trying to buy a property. All right, let's move on. DocuSign, they're now offering fully digital mortgage experience, okay, with rooms for mortgage notaries. And it's really cool. A friend of mine actually started a notary business recently, and he did his first one. He was like, man, you should see how many pages I had to print out and all this fun stuff. So they started this business, and they were saying, oh, isn't it, it's just crazy. I had to print out so many documents, and then the title agent was mad at me because I tried to print too many copies, so I had it for everyone prepared. And I told him, my friend's name is Mike. I said, Mike, you got to start looking to go digital. That was many years ago, 10, 20 years ago, and I don't know how much longer that will last. But DocuSign, if you have someone that is a notary or someone that wants to become a digital notary, DocuSign has a program now. You want to check it out, but they're doing digital rooms, which is really smart. Let's move on. Mortgage Cooper, David. Mortgage Cooper and Sagent, we all know who they are. They produced a cloud-native mortgage servicing platform, but get how they structured the deal. This is the coolest part. And I know some lenders, some of you folks even listening on the podcast have done this before. So Mr. Cooper has completed, as previously announced, so they had mentioned this in the past, agreement with Sagent, and under the terms of this agreement to create this cloud-native platform, Sagent has purchased the intellectual property rights from Mr. Cooper, and Mr. Cooper has received an equity stake in Sagent and this platform and appointed two directors to Sagent's board. So not only do they get to probably use the technology, they get to see the technology grow and expand and make it out to the general market, which brings more innovation and ideas from everybody else, but they also get to become a part of this. So really interesting. Other deals in our industry happen this way. The Mortgage Technology Conference, which is happening in 2 weeks, is exactly where deals get drawn up. So if you're going to be out there, I'll be there as well. Please reach out. Love to meet with you. But that is in 2 weeks in Las Vegas, April 11th it starts. David, another quick item, Staircase. It's a new technology, and they're giving lenders more third-party services. So think about this. You can integrate with Zapier, right? Zapier integrates you to many other systems. Right. But in the mortgage industry, sometimes you have to waterfall different services and vendors. So you as a lender can integrate the Staircase. After you've completed that, they have what they call click-to-deploy technology that lets you, as the lender, access a wide number of third-party services, and you can waterfall them. And actually, it's so funny. I had this exact conversation with Jack many, many years ago about risk mitigation having multiple vendors. They weren't, when Jack and I were talking, set up in a waterfall process, but Staircase does that. They're saying that they also reduce the contract time, the negotiation of costs with these vendors. They've got this entire platform. The result is an average reduction of 20 minutes, by the way, in loan processing with each vendor and a reduction of 4 to 6 days in application to closing time, which, David, lets me end today on this question, which we'll talk about next week, because I'm going to come back right before digital mortgage next week with a bunch of info we should talk about.
Yeah.
What is a digital mortgage? What is it, right? It's not the digital mortgage conference, by the way. It's MBA Tech. I don't know why I said that. But what is a digital mortgage? You and I have talked about this so many times. We've had people on this platform on our podcast talk about it. What is it? Has it changed? Is it still the same thing? What are we even focused on anymore?
Has that whole concept moved? I can't wait. Yeah. We always think of digital mortgages, the e-mortgage technology. Snapdocs is, again, a leader, one of our sponsors, others out there doing it. But that's really interesting. Has the definition moved, or have we, again, started presuming we have a good definition? That'll be good.
Yeah.
Tease it up. David, have everyone come back next week for you.
Absolutely. Just like we redefined just now what a digital mortgage is, I'm just redefining what I said last week. I talk about this week, which is a bunch of different things that I'm kind of saying we need to be focusing on. And I think they're right aligned with what digital mortgage is. So next week, don't miss it. We're going to talk.
Can't wait. Very good. It's like a politician. If what you said last week isn't popular, just change it and reframe it. Well, what I meant was, and then go 180 degrees. You won't do that, though. You're consistent all the time. Thank you so much, Alan. Very, very much. Brian Montgomery will be here next week. We're going to catch up with him on a pre-recorded basis. So Brian and I will catch up. I'll try to get Jack Nunnery to join me on that interview. We'll try to make it as dynamic as possible, but it'll be fun. Folks, be sure to come back. Brian Montgomery with us next week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility MMI, Modix, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDoc Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, Total Expert, Form Free. And we're so grateful, most of all, for you, our listeners, tuning in and sharing this podcast with others. I was at a Black Knight function at the conference, and I was talking to Mike Brown, and he says, you know what, Dave, I think it's required listening here at Black Knight. A lot of people are required to listen to your podcast because of the amount of information. So Mike, thanks for that shout out, and we give you a shout out back. Folks, have a great rest of your week. Look forward to having you back next week with our regular podcast and with our special guest, Brian Montgomery. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.